everything it will learn. Yuna, Yuna, Kananin Devim, Ikra Al Yuna, Yuna, Kananin Devim, Ikra Kananin Devim.
Somebody could start the English one, please.
See. thank you for this morning, first day of the week when we could be together again. We ask for your help for this time with the kids, the time with school, that you would help them to pay attention and to learn the things that you mean about you and about living for you. We thank you for your help and commit our time in your hand. In the loving name, amen.
Amen.
So, today I have prepared a story for you kids. And this story happened in a classroom at school. It happened many, many years ago. And in that school, there were kids from different ages. They're all together in the same class. And so the teacher was called outside to talk to the mother of one of the kids for a few minutes. And he gave the kids to do some math calculations. And when he came back on his desk, on his notebook, he found a big mark. See, during that time, they would write with ink. And it seems like while the teacher was outside the class, one of the kids went to the teacher's desk, look on the notebook to see the results, to see if he did it right. And by mistake, he touched the pen of the teacher and it spilled some ink on the notebook. And the teacher said, "Who came to my desk to look at the answers?" Nobody said anything. When he first asked the question, all the kids raised their head and their eyes looked at the teacher. Then the teacher said, "When a teacher asks a question, kids are supposed to answer." Nobody said anything. And this second time, they didn't even raise their eyes. They were continuing writing their answers there. So the teacher really wanted to help the kids, so he said, "You know, I don't want you to tell me who did the wrong thing." Many times kids do that, they would tell on the other. And he said, "This is not good for us to always tell on the others." But he said, "It is good, it is important for the person that did this wrong thing. It is important that I find out who it is and help him to repent on what he did wrong." So he said, "This is how we're going to do. All of you will have to go out of the class, and only the person who did a mistake will stay." So they started going out by rows, the first and the second, the third. And then they got to the smaller kids. Seems like they're in the back, and they started going slower to go out, but they went out. And there was one boy that was standing and he think about it, and then he went back and sit down, and she was the only one left.
Was he only playing together? He asked for Guatemala, he wanted to thank him, and he tried to eat it.
So the teacher closed the door, and then he came and sit beside the boy. His name was Paul. The teacher said, Paul, see, you did something wrong. Said, what are you going to do when you're going home and you'll have to tell your mother, and then in the evening you'll go have to pray and tell to the Lord what you did? You. You did something wrong by coming to the desk and look at the answer, but then you did something, you continue in this wrong thing by not telling that it was you who said it. The teacher said, but Paul, what surprised me the most is that I always knew you as being a very good kid and always be truthful and never lie, so I'm very surprised about this. Paul was looking down to the floor and he didn't raise his eyes, but he said, I did not lie, sir. And but the teacher replied, it's not good to make excuses. So I'll have to punish you for what you did. Said, today it's Wednesday, so today and till the rest of the week you'll have to stay after class and write 10 pages on your note. So because the day ended, he allowed the kids, all the kids, to go in, and they were allowed to go home. It was 5 o'clock when they were going home. And this boy Paul, he had a younger brother called Louis. He was a bit more than a year younger than him. And he said, Louis, you have to go home and tell your mother why Paul has to stay behind, because he did something wrong. Said he will come back at 8. But all the kids left, and Louis was still there by his brother. And Paul did not look at his brother. He did not see that he was, you know, very white and afraid. But he said just like that between his mouth, between his teeth, Louis, you have to go home and tell the mother that I will explain everything when I get home. But Louis started crying and he went to his brother's arm and said, no, Paul, no, I can't go, no. And the teacher said, Louis, you have to go home and tell your mother, because Paul did something wrong and he needs to be punished, so he wouldn't do again something wrong again. So finally Louis said, no, sir, because I was the one who did the wrong thing. But Paul said, Louis, you don't have to say that. Just go home and we will talk about it when we go home. So now the teacher understood that it was the younger boy, Louis, who came to the front and looked at the results.
And so he asked Paul, why did you took your brother's place? He said, I saw that he didn't have the courage to say when the teacher asked at first that he was the one who wronged, and then all the kids went out and he went out as well. He said, so I took his place so the teacher would not suspect the other kids anymore. You see, Paul loved his brother Louis very much. And he was ready to take his place. And so the teacher said, Louis, you'll have to go home because your brother accepted to take your place. He will be punished in your place, as I decided. He said, you see how it is that Satan is deceiving us, that if we do something wrong and we continue, it gets harder and harder to confess what we did. I read the verse from Proverbs 28, verse 13. Proverbs 28:13 says, he that covered his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. So the teacher said, when I ask who did the mistake first to come to my desk, I was ready to forgive the boy who did that. When the teacher first asked the kids who did the mistake to come in the front, he was ready to forgive the one who did the wrong thing. But because he did not confess at first and continue in this wrong thing, the teacher understood that they need to learn the lesson. And Satan is trying each one of us, and I remember when I was a kid too. You do something wrong, and if you want to hide it, you have to say a lie, and then another, and then another, and it gets harder and harder to tell the truth. And so, yeah, as the verse I read said, he that cover his sin shall not prosper. So if you do something and you do not confess it, it gets harder. And you do another one, and you do another one, it gets harder for you to confess. But what you have to do is, as the verse says, confess it and forsake or turn back from away from the wrong thing. This is very important that you learn since you are little kids, because people, if they start doing, you know, bad things when they are little, when they grow, they do worse and worse and worse things. They get used to them. So to finish the story, Paul did have to write all those 10 pages instead of his brother. And then he got home. Do you think Louis, his brother, loved him now? How much? A little or more? A lot. They're already good friends, but starting that time, Louis started to love him a lot, when he understood that he took his place.
They were already friends.
And you see, this example of Paul is just a little example of someone else who took our place. Each one of us sins many, many times. And for that, we need to be punished. The Word of God says the wages of sin is death. And not only this physical death that we know about, but eternal separation from God in hell. This is the part of each one of us, small or old, young or old. We all have sin, and because of that we deserve to go to be punished forever. But God loved us so much that He gave His Son, the Lord Jesus, to take our place. The same like Paul took Louis' place. The Lord Jesus took our place. Took my place. And Louis' place. And Ernie too. Each one of you has to be able to say, the Lord Jesus took my place there at the cross. This is the only way we can be saved, if we admit that we were sinners, we were wrong, and the Lord Jesus took our place. And this has to be a personal for each one of you. And then if you know the Lord Jesus, He will help you that you would live for Him every day. And as I said, He'll help you to confess every time you did something wrong, so they don't pile up a big amount of sins. Sadly, even for us as believers, it happens like that sometimes. We do one thing wrong and then we continue, because Satan is deceiving us that it's easier to continue in that way instead of confessing. But how it was in the story that the teacher said that if the kid confessed at the beginning, he would have forgive him and just forget about all that. It's the same with us in our life. If we do something and we confess it, most of the time it passes away, the whole thing. But if we continue in that, God may have to discipline us. So remember that, to always confess every single thing right away. Don't wait. Okay, let's pray. Our loving God and our Father, we thank you for your love that you show towards each one of us. We think especially of the kids this morning that they will learn to the Lord Jesus as the Savior, accept him and to understand that he took their place, took our place, each one of us there at the cross, and he was punished in our stead. We ask for your help that they would live every day from the youngest age to live for the Lord Jesus. And we thank you for this provision that you have made, that if we confess our sins, we are forgiven and we can continue to live a happy life in communion with the Lord. We ask for your help for that, for the kids and for each one of us. And we thank you for this time that we could learn more about the Lord Jesus. We thank you in his worthy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.